As you might know, we do this thing each night at 9 p.m. called the 9 at 9, where we play 9 songs, all connected by a central theme. I have trouble organizing things, so I always enlist the assistance of you, the UCR Army, to help me get it all done. And I'm pleased to note that we have done it again tonight. We're going to spend the next hour playing an hour's worth of some of the best music of 1971. And when you hear the songs that we are playing tonight, you will understand why we can't play all of the best music from that year, because there's too much of it. Here's an example of what I'm talking about on Ultimate Classic Rock. Heard a funny bit recently about a guy who is stuck at a local event and the music that he's hearing is nothing but nonstop Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute bands. I guess that could potentially get old now that you mention it. This is the 9 at 9, and tonight we are focused on the music of 1971, and we will have more from that very special year in just a moment on Ultimate Classic Rock. The year was 1971. The television program All in the Family introduced us to a guy named Archie Bunker, and nearly a decade before he released Star Wars, George Lucas celebrated the arrival of his first film in movie theaters, and we heard new music from Jethro Tull. It was late in 1971 that Led Zeppelin returned with an album that became an absolute classic, Led Zeppelin IV. I really don't think we've been the same since then. Maybe I'm just being a bit dramatic. It's Matt Wardlaw. This is the 9 at 9, which tonight features 9 songs from 1971. And speaking of drama, boy, Rod Stewart had a few things on his mind. This is Ultimate Classic Rock.
Take 9 songs with something in common, play them back to back on Ultimate Classic Rock at 9, and you get this. Ultimate Classic Rock, 9 at 9.
Some guy named Levon, I heard about him from Elton John. It's Wardlaw. We are almost at the end of tonight's 9 at 9. Each night we play 9 songs. They're all connected in some way. And tonight, our central theme is that they are all from 1971. Now, if my math is correct, we have played through 8 songs, which means that we've got one more to go. And here's a hint. Our last one is a real legendary track. We'll reveal what that is in a moment on Ultimate Classic Rock. I am, in fact, not Iron Man. I accepted that a long time ago. It's Matt Wardlaw. That is the final song for tonight's 9 at 9, which has been completely dedicated to the music of 1971. And what a way to wrap things up with the legendary Black Sabbath. That is a band I believe will never, ever be duplicated. There are certainly plenty of bands out there continuing to fly the flag for what Sabbath did. That much is true. As promised, we've got more of our conversation with former Skid Row vocalist Sebastian Bach. That's next on UCR Backstage on Ultimate Classic Rock.